The Thanksgiving Programmer, or Making a GUI out of a VPL FUI and the ZUI. It is a fun tradition to write a shortest possible program on a holiday. Bonus points if no one catches you doing it. It is a good reminder of how the entire world of programming lays completely unexplored. Like nothing has been done. It is totally a wild, wild west. One day people theorize about AI and consciousness, and the next day, out of nowhere, autocomplete becomes nearly sentient. Two of the most colorful areas that should be explored outside of AI, in my opinion, are futuristic user interfaces and, of course, visual programming. Visual programming is just packet-based programming where you send just envelopes of stuff over a wire. Think of uniformly formatted packets of data, such as user profiles or internet news articles. They get sent through filters that sometimes remove an article or a user from the flow. Maybe it will be a duplicate article or a user that has already paid. Or most likely, they transform the users and articles and other packets. Maybe split a single stream into two. Freemium users or paid users. Stale articles and trending articles. Once packets are filtered, transformed, split, enriched, they are plugged into a more complex and often final action, such as notify user via email or SMS, or archive article, or send email to each email address of every packet that arrives in the send mail action. Visual programming languages are pretty much completely unexplored as well. There's just a handful of programs, and they are all kind of boring. The new stuff that's coming out today just deals with building workflows, which are just operating system scripts peppered with API calls out into the internet. It's basically automation of remote services. Futuristic user interfaces, or as they should be called, fantasy user interfaces, are all over computer games, and of course your favorite sci-fi movies, but they don't actually work. They are just interactive screensavers at best. The major reason why common user interfaces don't look as flashy as in the movies is that flashiness eats up the CPU and slows everything down, especially when you have a bunch of stuff on your screen. In fact, a lot of movies will play a video made by an artist rather than compute an actual interactive screen with touch events. But here, you just innovate. You rethink visual programming languages from scratch as you wait for the little indicator on the turkey to pop, or more likely, yet again, program for too long and then have to go to the Quickie Mart and end up with an $8 pizza. Zoomable user interfaces, as rare as fantasy user interfaces, inject details into windows as you zoom in into some area. Rather than opening up a window on your desktop, you zoom into the icon that's on the desktop, and then the icon slowly starts becoming the web browser. Pretty cool. You can zoom in to infinity, just traveling forward through all kinds of zooming animations and contexts. Linking, or links, are a broken approximation of a zoomable user interface. When you click on links in the encyclopedia, it's kind of like zooming in on all the details behind them. Here, as you sip on your pumpkin mocha, or an electrolyte drink that will stain your lips deep blue for the rest of the day, you have the freedom of putting all these things together. A visual programming language, intricately decorated in a futuristic user interface style, and made efficient by means of zoomable user interfaces, where the CPU-intensive details only show up as you zoom in closer into some part of the visual program. When you zoom out for an overview of where all your programming nodes are, which is normally where the CPU trouble would start and things would get jumpy and jaggedy, the nodes actually degrade in quality. So a zoomable user interface is a kind of an improvement over level of detail approach that we see in computer games. Holiday programming can really help you invent some really colorful side projects. And it is really a tiny little lightweight island of unique creativity that you don't have to return to if you don't want to. Because it is a one-day event disconnected from all your other research, it will keep your programs and ideas small, and your inventions smart and lightweight. I mean, VPL, FUI, and the Zooey. You'll be hard-pressed to find a more interesting GUI.